SRN News, I'm John Scott. Financial markets around the world are reeling following President Trump's latest and most severe volley of tariffs. And the U.S. stock market is following suit. The Dow is now down 1,361 points, the NASDAQ losing 910, and the S&P is 229 points lower. Prices fell for everything from crude oil to big tech stocks to small companies that invest only in U.S. real estate. Even gold pulled lower. Economist and author Stephen Moore says many who oppose the Trump tariffs may not realize that the U.S. up until now has had the world's lowest tariffs.
So our tariffs are down here and the other countries are up here. And then Trump says, well, we're going to raise our tariffs if you don't lower yours. And they, and then these countries, it's almost comical. Then these other countries say, oh, there's Trump. He's waging a trade war.
The economist Stephen Moore. Also at SRNnews.com, a deadly severe weather system continues to charge east and is expected to tear across more than a dozen states, from parts of Texas to the densely populated Mid-Atlantic and Northeast, placing over 55 million Americans directly in the path of its destructive forces. Arkansas Department of Public Safety spokeswoman Lacey Knipe says there have been damage to 22 counties in the state.
Most of the counties are still assessing the full extent of the damage, but preliminary reports indicate impacts to homes, trees, power lines, and roadways due to wind gusts, hail, tornadoes, and flash flooding.
The severe weather outbreak reportedly killed two people in Tennessee. A fresh wave of Israeli strikes overnight in the Gaza Strip. Israel has vowed to escalate this nearly 18-month war with Hamas. That's until the terrorist group returns dozens of remaining hostages, disarms, and leaves the territory. This is SRN News. Who do you talk to at church?
A new poll from the Barna Group finds that the pastor is the most popular person to engage with either before or after a worship service. 57% of regular churchgoers say they talk to him. Fellow parishioners come in second. 53% of churchgoers like to engage with somebody else in the pews at worship. And in third place is church staff. 50% of adults say they make time to say hi to them. Baby boomers like to talk to other parishioners most of all. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The government of Greece wants to ban men from having children via surrogacy if they are single or in a same-sex relationship. The Justice Ministry says it needs to eliminate legal ambiguity over the concept of inability to carry a pregnancy. This proposed change in law will be submitted to the Greek Parliament soon as part of a broader civil code reform. Greece legalized gay marriage last year. This is SRN News. Hunter Biden going to be permanently stripped of his law license in Washington, D.C.
The son of former President Biden agreed to consent to disbarment in an affidavit filed on Tuesday after a recommendation from a disciplinary agency. The D.C. Court of Appeals must now accept the recommendation to then accept Biden's consent to disbarment before making it official. His law license was suspended last year after he was found guilty in Delaware federal court of lying about his drug use when buying a gun.
That's Stacia Stevens. Creating and sharing deceptive media made with artificial intelligence, now a crime in New Jersey, and opened lawsuits under a new state law. Democratic Governor Phil Murray signed legislation making the creation and dissemination of so-called deceptive deepfake media a crime punishable of up to 5 years in prison. That measure also establishes a basis for lawsuits against perpetrators. More details at SRNnews.com.